Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Jody. I'm the supervisor on the floor today. May I have your first and last name, please?
Karen Lahunek.
All right, thank you for that. I have the address 4998 Skinner Hill Road.
That's correct.
All right, thank you. And the previous agent canceled the account. This will prevent any further charges. If you give me 1 second to look over the account details. All right, this is for a KitchenAid. It was, looks like you paid $7.95 for the entry, and that $56.95 buys you a $125 e-gift card to spend at an online vendor. All right, and is it that, can you tell me a little about what's going on today?
I have no idea how these charges got done. I did not authorize any of these charges. I told the other gentleman, I think it's my daughter, but I don't know. And I have not been able to get a hold of her to find out. In any case, my name is the only name on that checking account, and I am the only one to be able to authorize purchases. I do not have the money in that checking account, nor do I have the ability to put that money in. I am on Social Security. I do not have that kind of money, and I certainly can't start paying overdraft fees for something I did not order. Now, he told me that he can't give me my money back.
Okay, I'll be able to help you with this. It looks like you agreed to a 50% refund based on the notes that were sent over.
I did not agree to any refund.
Okay.
I told the gentleman I was speaking to that I wanted to speak to a supervisor. He kept telling me, no, you can't, that you're not going to tell me anything different than him. And I said, no, that's not right. I did not authorize these, and I can't afford them.
Okay. All right. I'll be able to help you with this. And I do apologize for any misunderstandings here. I have, let me see. I'll issue that full refund for the $56.95. You should see the funds back in 3 to 5 business days. And
okay.
I have a, were you issued a cancellation number with the last agent?
He gave me a cancellation number, but I don't know exactly if that's going to cancel what that does, because
okay.
I couldn't understand what he was trying to say.
All right. I'll repeat the cancellation number, but you should see these funds back in 3 to 5 business days. The number is C20274033.
Okay. That's not the same number he gave me, but okay.
Not the same. Okay. That is the cancellation number. I'll get that sent over to your email. It may take about 24 to 48 hours for you to receive that cancellation email. I have the email address jimkari1@verizon.net.
Okay, that was my late husband's email.
Wow. Okay, would you
He passed away 5 years ago.
All right, so we can update that information. Go ahead with your correct email address. I'm sorry.
It's myname@yahoo.com.
Okay. All right, so I have karenmahunik@yahoo.com.
That's correct.
All right, yes, ma'am. I have you all taken care of there. Again, I'm sorry for the inconvenience and the misunderstanding. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I just want to clarify. You're giving me a full refund for the $56.95.
Yes, correct.
And you're not giving me any refund for the $7.95.
$7.95. I'll take a look at that. Let's see. Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and issue that refund of $7.95 as well. So you should see that refunded back in 3 to 5 business days also.
Okay. Now, the $56.95 is pending. So
okay.
Does that mean you just won't go through with it?
It should void or disappear in 3 to 5 business days, but if it does post, it will be refunded back in 3 to 5 business days.
And what happens in the meantime if I get an insufficient fund charge from my bank?
No, I do apologize. We're not responsible for overdrafts or insufficient funds, but hopefully this refund will stop that transaction, and hopefully it doesn't get to that point.
All right. Can you tell me what company this is? Because I don't even know who I'm talking to.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Now, I provide customer support for more than 100 companies. So hang in there 1 second. All right, so this is for trulyessentialgoods.com.
Truly Essential Gifts, you said?
Essentialgoods.com.
Good. Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I have here. Is there anything else I can help you with?
You might want to tell your guy. I mean, you know, when I first talked to him, he goes, well, I can give you a 30% discount or 30% refund on the $7.95. And then he was still not going to give me a refund on the $56.95. And when I complained, he finally said, well, he can only give me up to 50% back. I mean, that's just not the way to do business.
Yes, ma'am.
I had to ask for a supervisor several times, and then he told me, well, there's no sense because she's just going to tell you the same thing. Obviously, you didn't tell me the same thing. You have certainly made it right. But I don't understand why that the first person I spoke with was adamant that I could not have my full refund.
Yes, ma'am. Because I wasn't active in that conversation, I can't really make any decisions. Yeah, but I'll make sure to have it notated.
Deal with forever. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if I wasn't somebody who pushed it, or if I was somebody who could afford this, they might just say, okay, fine, give me my 30% back or 50% back, whatever it finally ended up, which is not.
Yeah, we'll make sure that everything's taken care of, and I'll make sure to notate the correspondence between you and the previous agent.
Okay. Well, like I said, I just wanted you to be made aware of it because that's really not good.
Yes, ma'am. Understood.
Can I ask where you are, where I've called? I mean, I this number is the only number that was listed on the charge on my checking account.
Okay. Yes. I'm located in Alabama. And like I say, I provide customer support for hundreds of companies.
Okay. All righty. I just, like I said, I was kind of surprised when I got it. I clearly American accent. So
yes.
I was like, I was a little afraid that this was, like an Asian fly-by-night company or something.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, we have you all taken care of there, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
Thank you, ma'am, and I do appreciate your assistance.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.